everybody. My name is Georgia, and today I kind of wanted to come on here and talk about an issue I've been seeing lately, and that is the disinformation around COVID-19. So basically, for those of you who don't know, disinformation is false or misleading content that is spread with the intention to fool people. And recently I've been seeing some websites saying that COVID is a hoax, it's not real, and the vaccine isn't actually going to work because, quote unquote, there's not enough research behind it. This is extremely damaging and worrying because people who are more vulnerable are very, very scared of this whole COVID thing. So scared that they'll believe anything that gives them even the littlest amount of hope, as you can see in this example. Yesterday, I was at Walmart, and I saw what I would like to call a Karen. She wasn't wearing a mask. She refused to put one on, saying basically she was immune to COVID because she had this at-home remedy. And you can see why this is potentially a problem. She has this false sense of hope, false sense of comfort, which is making her cocky. And she's also potentially spreading COVID with her not wearing a mask. Before I end off this episode, I kind of wanted to talk about how you can identify disinformation. And honestly, the best way to identify it is to do your research. Research on trusted websites and don't go around spreading what your neighbor's dog told you. And especially if you see anything that doesn't sound true, look it up. It doesn't take long and it will potentially stop something really harmful from spreading. So that's basically all I wanted to say today. Stay safe out there, wear your mask. Please, please wear your mask. I just want to have a social life again. And I'll see you later.